CRTV's network service. The news with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, has helped the Sovereign Order of Malta to raise over 80 million CFA francs meant for the sick and underprivileged. The father of an Israeli hostage rescued during a military operation in Gaza has died a day before they could even be reunited with his son. The Indomitable Lions will be in Luanda, Angola, in the minutes ahead for their fourth match of the 2026 World Cup qualifier against the Palencas Negras on Tuesday. The Archbishop of the Yaoundé Archdiocese, His Grace Jean Barga, has acknowledged with gratitude the contribution of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and Sovereign Order of Malta to the growth of the Church and the welfare of Christians. He was speaking at the Our Lady of Victory's Cathedral in Yaoundé at the start of a pontifical mass celebrated by the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, Jose Avelino Bantaku, in the presence of the representative of the Head of State Territorial Administration Minister, Polatan Ganji. Aminkeng Edward reports.
The special pontifical high mass at the Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Yaoundé coincided with the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and in a brief welcome address, the Metropolitan Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, used the occasion to acknowledge the proximity existing between the Church and the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, as well as the Sovereign Order of Malta, expressing gratitude for their immense contribution towards the growth of the Church and the welfare of the Christians. This was followed by a solemn procession of priests and the chief celebrant, the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, José Avelino Bantaku, who in his homily referenced the Sacred Heart of Jesus as an expression of God's love and kindness to the Christians. In the presence of the personal representative of the President of the Republic, Polatan Ganji, Minister of Territorial Administration, flanked by his close aide, amongst them Governor Nasiri Paul Biya of the Central Region, the chief celebrant told the Christians that by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they are one and a united family, adding that life is good when they are happy, but it is better when they serve others. With religious songs of glorification and supplication, the Christians channeled their prayers to God and asked the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for them and to take them closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta also addressed words of good tidings, fraternity and appreciation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, before a family photograph to consolidate God's love and kindness amongst the Christians.
Aminkeng Edward reporting. Meanwhile, the First Lady of Cameroon, Mrs. Chantal Biya, has helped the Sovereign Order of Malta to raise over 80 million CFA francs for the sick and underprivileged in Cameroon. It was during a highly attended fundraising dinner organized by the Order at the Hilton last night. Ayimbile completes that story.
Spellbinding and festive was the mood at the Hilton, where the First Lady arrived in the most beautiful shade of pink, a color associated with love, compassion and happiness that oozed out of the stunning First Lady, she who had come to honor the Sovereign Order of Malta with her presence.
I'm Dr. Atejue, Gervais Atejue. She's the one who can give the motivation to many, many persons to come and put something in the box.
In effect, received with accolades. The presence of the First Lady sets the stage for what is becoming an annual charity dinner to raise funds for causes close to Mrs. Chantal Biya's heart. And with her, over 300 influential figures, including her sisters of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon CERAC, cabinet members, corporate donors, business leaders, friends and family, as well as other high-profile guests, all welcomed by the ambassador of the Sovereign Order of Malta in Cameroon.
Votre présence ici ce soir témoigne et renforce la solidité des liens qui unissent le Cameroun et l'ordre de Malte depuis maintenant 64 ans.
Gratitude extended again to the First Lady on behalf of the sick and on behalf of the Order of Malta, working with hospitals that attend to over 100,000 people who benefit from the tender care and love of Mrs. Chantal Biya, was also expressed by Fra Emmanuel Rousseau.
Madame la Première Dame, permettez-moi de proposer à notre amicale assemblée un toast à votre santé, à celle de votre époux, son Excellence Monsieur Paul Biya, à la prospérité de la nation camerounaise et à l'amitié constante et profonde entre l'ordre de Malte et le Cameroun. Vive l'ordre souverain de Malte, vive le Cameroun.
Touching moments in an unmissable event placed under the canopy of the Almighty and punctuated by entertainment, dining and auctioning.
On est à 4 millions de ce côté.
A total of 21 auction items, among them sculptures, signed memorabilia, travel packages, coffee, Pensa white pepper from Pinja, as well as custom artwork with a rare piece of the President of the Republic that got a whooping sum of 37 million CFA francs from the engaged guests.
It's a very good ceremony. It's what we call in French solidarity. So those who have can share with those who don't have.
For the organizers, overwhelmed with emotion, their satisfaction was deep.
La présence de la Première Dame, bien évidemment, parce que on soigne ces enfants cancéreux à la Fondation Chantal Biya, en coopération avec l'Ordre de Malte. Donc, c'est tous ensemble qu'on a réussi à sauver ces enfants, et bien entendu, grâce à Madame Chantal Biya.
From the St. John of Malta Hospital in Jombe, passing through the oncology unit of the Mother and Child Center of the Chantal Biya Foundation to the Rohan Chabot Integrated Health Center in Mokolo, the provision of health care will continue to be on point as a result of the humanitarian actions of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. She, who visibly enjoyed every moment of the over 3 long hours spent to catalyze millions of investment in the health of women and children, graciously immortalized the moment in photos before leaving with words of gratitude and at a few minutes before midnight for the Unity Palace after an unforgettable night of philanthropy.
I am Billy reporting, and more than 7 million CFA francs has been raised to support the enhancement of the construction project of Catholic Church Mbe Village in Santa Subdivision of Mezam Division in the Northwest region. The money was contributed during a Thanksgiving Mass offered by the Deputy Director General of the National Mining Corporation, Fru Jonathan. Colden Dofuka Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The Deputy Director General of the National Mining Corporation, Sonamin Fru Jonathan, says he was in the Catholic Church of his birthplace, Mbe, with his family, friends and CPDM political compatriot to celebrate his 60th anniversary, thank God for his life, and above all to support the advancement of the church project at his native Catholic Church, Mbe.
It comes up when I'm celebrating my birthday, celebrating my 60th birthday, an age, diamond age. Because of the numerous blessings that I've received from the Almighty, there's no better way than to go back to his house and thank him.
In his sermon, Education Secretary of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Father Charles Ngwambi, who represented the Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, underscored that the church is the life wire of the people.
To the family, I would say that they are blessed to have such a gentle, humble man coming from their family.
The Inspector General at the Northwest Governor's Office, representing the Governor, the President of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafofri Fabushi, funds and the leader of the region were at the Catholic Church Mbe to give the ceremony a special grandeur. Colden Dofuka Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, has arrived in the East Regional Capital, Betwa, where he is scheduled to represent President Paul Biya during the inauguration ceremony of the Betwa Regional Hospital Center this Monday. Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote was received upon arrival in Betwa by the governor of the East Region, Greg Ramfongo. For more on that, on the PM's arrival in Betwa, we call on our star building correspondent, Christian Chiatam.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, was received upon arrival by the Governor of the East Region, Gregoire Mvongo. The official welcome ceremony, which took place in the Bunis neighborhood, featured the singing of the national anthem, followed by the inspection of the Guard of Honor. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, President Paul Biya's representative, then shook hands with the constituted core of the East Region. All along the road to the East Region, the PM's convoy was greeted by excited groups of CPDM supporters. So overwhelming was the excitement that the head of government communed with the population for a few minutes in Dume. Joseph Diongute will represent President Paul Biya at the inauguration ceremony of the newly constructed Betwa Regional Hospital Center. On Monday, the ultra-modern and highly equipped hospital was constructed as part of government's drive to take quality health care closer to the population and at affordable costs. The Betwa Regional Hospital Center will be the fourth to be inaugurated after those in Ebulova, Bafusam, and Garwa. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, Betwa.
Renowned Cameroonian movie star, writer, and filmmaker Otia Vitalis has died at the age of 56. The founder of the Red Feather Award, an annual cultural and artistic event which recognized, celebrated, and promoted individuals with exceptional talent, died this morning in Yaoundé. The late veteran actor, who leaves behind an encyclopedia of artistic productions, including Fourth Generation and Great Obligation, will be remembered for his contribution in shaping Cameroon's movie world with his celebrated performance in one of the country's most watched movie series entitled Bad Angel. Section presidents of the Cameroon People Democratic Movement Party in the Northwest region have acquired skills to actively organize campaigns and take the party to victory in upcoming elections in 2025. This was during a one-day seminar organized in Bamenda, where the party scribes from different levels also examined strategies to fully engage the grassroots population in the elections. Ola Titanki reports.
The CPDM party in the Northwest heads 33 out of the 34 councils in the region, with majority seats at the National Assembly and at the Senate. The hierarchy of the party in the Northwest believe that to achieve their goal of acquiring total victory in upcoming elections, they must work with the grassroots population. A member of the Central Committee, Senator Regina Mundi, highlights that the one-day seminar is a forum for the section presidents to understand the texts that govern the party and their role before, during, and after elections.
Let them understand their role vis-a-vis other actors on the field, the mayors, the administration, the civil society, the churches. It's a seminar to empower the section presidents to be able to function better while preparing for elections as far as the party is concerned.
The party's leadership have pledged to carry out what the term amount to ear strategy of wooing more persons and getting them to register on the electoral list before the August 31st deadline. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
It has been announced that portable water facilities and a community hall will be constructed in Idiki Bikole, a village in Bongay in Meme Division of the Southwest Region in the months ahead. The announcement was made in Boya during the first General Assembly of the Indigenous People of Idiki Bikole, which took place this Saturday. Lucia Agbor reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The drive to develop their community was the pull factor for the inaugural assembly of sons and daughters of Idiki Bikole in Bongay. Providing potable water and a community hall were highlighted as the pressing needs of the local population, which they have sworn to use every available resource to achieve. Reverend Saibo Lamson is the organizer.
Organizing them is for them to invest in their roots because there is no place like home. We have divided into various categories. Early to our work, you contributed some of 500,000 francs. We have donors whom we are expecting that they are going to raise us at least 5 million. Then the ordinary man is paying 15,000 francs for annual development.
The initiative was applauded by His Royal Highness Chief Nanje Thomas of Ediki Bekoli Mbonge community, who called for the collaboration of the elites to ensure the successful realization of these projects.
I am very happy. Water is life. Our village has never got a community home. What I expect from the population is just to chip in what they have to support the community.
Other projects concerning health, roads, and electricity are scheduled for 2025. The events also featured health talks, cultural displays, and merrymaking. Lucia Agbo, CROTV News, Buya.
The head of the sub-delegation of the United Nations Refugee Agency for the Far North region has expressed gratitude to the government of Cameroon for providing a 100-hectare piece of arable land for the Nigerian refugees at the Minamawo camp in the Far North region. Kimberly Robertson met the compliment during the symbolic launch of the mechanized plying of the land by the governor of the Far North region, Mijiawa Bakari. Ayuk Jonashu completes that story from Minawawo.
In the presence of officials of the UN Refugee Agency, the governor of the Far North region handed out farm inputs to Nigerian refugees and supervised the start of mechanized plowing of the 100-hectare piece of land allotted by the Cameroon government to the refugees for agricultural production to ensure their food self-sufficiency. Mijiawa Bakari
had been instructed to farm a piece of land to hand over to those refugees. And right now we have 200 families to start this work. It is a voluntary decision.
To the beneficiaries, it is a welcome initiative at the time when the World Food Programme and the UN Refugee Agency have announced a drastic reduction in their food basket due to insufficient funds.
Today is a great day for the refugees to have our place where we can put food on our table.
While lauding the constant support from President Paul Biya since the opening of the Minawawo refugee camp, the head of the sub-delegation of the UN Refugee Agency in Marwa, Kimberly Robertson, described this umpteenth gesture as invaluable.
It's a commitment of the government of Cameroon to refugee principles, to refugee protection, to doing the thing, to remaining what they can to support these people who've come to Cameroon and to really help them until they can go home, until there's a solution.
The government has also provided 50 hectares of arable land for the host communities around the Minawawo camp, now home to about 78,000 Nigerian refugees. Minawawo, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
This is CRTV News. The father of an Israeli hostage rescued during a military operation in Gaza has died a day before he could be reunited with his son. Almoges Mejan, aged 22, was held in Gaza for 8 months after being kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival on the 7th of October. He was one of 4 hostages who were rescued from central Gaza on Saturday in an air and ground raid that also killed scores of Palestinians. His sister, Dinah, said months before Almoges' release, the health of his father, Yossi, deteriorated and he was glued to the television. In sports, the Indomitable Lions will arrive in Luanda, Angola in the minutes ahead for their fourth 2026 World Cup qualifier match against the Palancas Negras on Tuesday. The Lions, who defeated Cape Verde by 4-1 this Saturday at Amado Ijo Stadium, are leading Pool D with 7 points. The head coach of the 5-time African champions, Mark Breeze, after their 4-1 win over Cape Verde, said he is determined to build a solid team with all the 29 players currently in the squad.
The result speaks for itself. If you win a game 4-1, very solid. We didn't give too much away. At the end, perhaps, we were a little bit tired and mentally a little bit out of order. But I think we controlled all the game. The chances were for us. Could score more. But 4-1, it's not bad, I think. So, of course, I'm very pleased with the result. We have a selection of 29 players, included the goalkeepers. Of course, I'm going to use them. They're all playing in big teams, of most of them. It's up to us to keep the players fresh and try to have a result on the same time. So this is balancing. This is depending how the recuperation will be. But I think it would be stupid not to use them.
While the Indomitable Lions are awaited in Angola. The Palanca Negras of Angola are hunting for a second ticket to the final phase of a FIFA World Cup. Ben Collins, Nyeberuo.
After a failed start with two draws against Cabo Verde and Mauritius, Angola moved up to sit among the top three in Group G of the FIFA World Cup qualifiers after beating Eswatini 1-0. Their third in the group, behind Libya and Cameroon, proved that the selection, with players averaging 26 years, intends to realize its dream of a second FIFA World Cup participation after a failed attempt in 2006 in Germany, where they failed to go past the group phase of the global soccer showpiece that year. Today, the bad wind seems to be blowing away from the camp of the Palancas Negras. Since 2019, Portuguese-born tactician Pedro Goncalves has built a conquering squad with players drawn from both the local league and beyond. Even if the team lacks physical impact, judging from their recent results, their ingredients, namely good tactical display, creativity, team spirit and consistency, can play the trick for the Angolans. Next Tuesday, the Estadio de Novembro in Angola will host the Palancas Negras and the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon. The Black Sapple Antelopes, as they are also called, are determined to continue nursing hopes of a second FIFA World Cup participation. But that is going to be in front of the Kings of the Forest, the Indomitable Lions, who are leading in Group D and are bent on picking a ninth ticket to the Global Soccer Extravaganza.
Ben Collins, Nyeberuo, still in sports. Isosa of Limbe, Colombo of Jar, Egri Royal of the Menua, and Mintak FC have qualified for the semi-finals of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. Isosa of Limbe defeated Canon Sportif of Yaoundé in the quarterfinals today by 2-1. Colombo Sportif of Jar defeated Panthère Sportif 1-0. Egri Royal overpowered Mbalmayo FC by 3-2, while Minfak FC defeated IS Fortuna 1-0. Cameroonian cyclist Clovis Kamzong Abosolo from the SNH Velo Club is the winner of this year's edition of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon. He conserved the prestigious yellow jersey, which honors the best cyclist on the general classification table after the last lap from Golimakong in the South Region to Yaoundé, 2 minutes 45 seconds ahead of the Algerian Ben Youssef Abdallah. Meanwhile, Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isaka is the winner of the ninth lap in 2 hours 26 minutes 30 seconds. The closing ceremony took place at the 20 May Boulevard. Iron Mountain Yayonge reports.
The national anthem of Cameroon is what drew the curtains for this year's edition of the cycling tour, with Clovis Kamzong Abosolo from SNH Velo Club crowned overall best of the competition, winner of the prestigious yellow jersey, making a comeback after his win in 2015 and 2021. He also took home the prize of the best Cameroonian on the general classification table. It is a great joy for me because after the hard work winning two laps, I thank my teammates, the Director General of SNH, for all the support. This last lap of the tour from Golimakong in the South Region to Yaoundé on a 107.7 kilometers was so competitive, with the 39 cyclists left on the tour determined to grab a win. Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isiaka won the lap in 2 hours 26 minutes 30 seconds. I am very happy, especially for my family, my country, Côte d'Ivoire, and to the beautiful organization. Presiding at the closing ceremony was Minister Narcisse Moele-Kombi of Sports and Physical Education, who described Cameroon's victory as a sign of excellence, prestige, and vitality. The tour that started in Maroua in the far north region, crisscrossing 6 other regions in 9 laps, witnessed heavy turnout of the Cameroonian public at every passage of the caravan. Irene Mante Ayonge on special assignment on the race course at the 20th May Bolivar for the CRTV.
To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, has helped the Sovereign Order of Malta to raise over 80 million Sierra francs meant for the sick and underprivileged in Cameroon. The father of an Israeli hostage rescued during a military operation in Gaza has died a day before he could even be reunited with his son. And the Indomitable Lions will be in Luanda, Angola, in the minutes ahead for the fourth match of the 2026 World Cup qualifier against the Palancas Negras on Tuesday. CRTV News.